The organisation Undoing Tax Abuse fully supports the constitutional right of all South Africans to proper healthcare, but we are of the view that government is creating false hope by signing the NHI bill into law just 2 weeks before the national elections. There is a big disconnect between the dream of the sort of universal healthcare envisioned in the NHI bill and the reality of implementing it. Our country is in crisis on so many levels. For a universal healthcare system to work, you need enough funding and proper management, something that is sorely lacking at this stage of the country's history. The law in its current form will put undue strain on the fiscus. There is simply not enough money for what is envisioned by the NHI bill. It should also be noted that there is a national healthcare system in place at the moment, but it has been badly managed and hollowed out by corruption. South Africans who are still reeling from the impact of the COVID pandemic should also not forget the corruption with money meant for equalizing the healthcare system during the pandemic. We haven't forgotten the digital vibe scandal or PPE corruption. In Gauteng, we are still waiting to see justice for Babita Deokaran, who was murdered after exposing massive corruption within the Gauteng Health Department and specifically at Thembisa Hospital. Can we trust government when a much bigger healthcare budget comes into play? We are concerned about the potential exodus of critical medical skills, and government still hasn't learned that simply legislating new policy won't magically make it work, just like with R2 and ETOLs. You need the correct systems, enough finances, and efficient governance for NHI to work. And unfortunately, government's history in this regard is not convincing.